Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Kurdish-led militias, once backed by the U.S. military, now have a new alliance. They've struck a deal with the Syrian government after nearly a week of Turkish attacks along Syria's northern border. Syrian state television is reporting Assad's government's troops are moving north to confront the Turkish military. Dori Buscarin reports from Istanbul.
This has the potential to pit Turkey, a member of NATO, directly against the Syrian regime, Russia, and Kurdish militias, previously supported by the United States. Speaking to reporters at an airport before leaving for Azerbaijan, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that troops are ready to implement a plan to control Manbij, a strategic town used as a U.S. base in the country. Russia, he said, would not be a problem. U.S. troops have been ordered to make a final withdrawal from Syria. Meanwhile, aid groups say dozens of civilians have died and more than 100,000 people have been displaced in less than a week. Hundreds of family members of ISIS fighters escaped a detention camp as it came under attack Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Dori Buscarin in Istanbul.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is imposing new sanctions on Turkey, which he says will continue and worsen until Turkey agrees to a ceasefire in northeastern Syria. Pence telling reporters outside the White House today, "We want an immediate ceasefire and negotiations between Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces." Pence also says the president asked him to lead a delegation to Turkey and said he plans to leave as quickly as possible. Emergency crews are searching through the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in downtown New Orleans. Authorities say two people are confirmed dead, one body's been recovered, but rescue workers have been unable to reach the body of the second victim. They're also looking for a third person believed trapped inside. Jess Clark of member station WWNO has the story.
More than 100 people were working on the Hard Rock Hotel under construction when the building collapsed Saturday morning. Now, slabs of broken concrete and steel are hanging precariously over a normally busy area. New Orleans Fire Chief Tim McConnell says the building is so unsteady, they've brought in two cranes to help stabilize it.
It is still a very, very dangerous building, a very dangerous situation.
Dozens of residents who live nearby have been evacuated in case of another collapse. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says a federal investigation has already begun into what caused the building to fall. For NPR News, I'm Jess Clark.
Thousands of Mack truck employees walked off the job over the weekend at plants in three states. It's the first walkout in decades by Mack workers represented by the UAW. Workers wearing red T-shirts and carrying picket signs began arriving at vehicle assembly plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says workers are off the job over a number of unresolved issues, including job security, wages, and pensions. On Wall Street today, stocks were lower, the Dow down 29 points. This is NPR. A union representing cabin crews and some other employees at German Airlines Lufthansa is calling on employees to walk off the job for 5 hours next weekend in a long-running dispute over pay and the union's status. The UFO union says it's urging both cabin crew members and pursers at the Frankfurt and Munich airports to walk off the job between 6 and 11 a.m. on Sunday. The union says further strikes are possible if no agreement can be reached. Calendars call this Columbus Day, but in Maine, the state is officially celebrating its first Indigenous Peoples Day instead. For Maine Public Radio, Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
As the Huntley Brooks Singers perform at the Maine Historical Society in Portland, Penobscot Nation Tribal Ambassador Mollyann Dana says Indigenous Peoples Day paves the way for improved relations between the state and local tribes.
So I think changes like Indigenous Peoples Day really bring us to a level of equality, and there's a certain new level of respect, and I really think it sets the table for meaningful, lasting change.
Maine's Governor Janet Mills recently signed into law a bill that changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. The movement to rename the holiday gathered support over the years as awareness of Christopher Columbus's treatment of Native tribes has become more widespread among non-Native communities. For NPR News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold in Portland, Maine.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground to start the trading week amid mounting concerns of a slowing global economy. Oil ended the session down $1.11 a barrel to close at $53.59 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.